You're with Cape Talk. This is Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
26 minutes past 9 o'clock this Saturday morning. Marina Hribino joining me on the line now. Marina, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Africa.
It's not every day that we review a dance piece on the show, but Figure of Eight have put together what I think is the most special piece of dancing in Wach Waiting, showing at the Baxter Theatre.
They absolutely have. It's only 50 minutes long, but you almost stop breathing for 50 minutes to just take in everything. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a very beautiful video circulating on social media at the moment. It starts with a close-up shot of his springbok's horns, ears, and eyes as it turns its face upwards to experience the first drops of a rainstorm in the desert. And then, of course, David Attenborough's sonorous voice informs you that this herd of springbok has been waiting for the rain to come so that the grass can sprout and they can have something to eat or food to eat. It's then just a short while later and the veld is filled with the abundance that follows the rain. And that same herd of springbok is grazing when suddenly one, from a stationary position, jumps into the air with all fours. David Attenborough then describes to us what happens when a springbok starts spronking, as he calls it. I've only known this word in Afrikaans previously, springbokke pronk. And one by one, the rest of the herd joins in this wonderful display of graceful movement and beauty. So David explains that we still don't know why the springbok pronk. The simplest answer, he says, is they are dancing for joy. And we experience even greater joy while we're watching them because it's a thing of beauty. And you may wonder why I'm telling you this. It's because I experienced the same sense of wonder last night watching the dancers, Grant van Staar, Sean Elf, Dustin Yannickies, and Gabriella Dirks in their mesmerizing production of Wach or Waiting. And in this latest work, Grant and Shaw's company or dance collective explore the concept of waiting and the effect that it has on people or how people react to it in a variety of circumstances. And there's a scene that reminds of a queue in Home Affairs, I'm sure, where everyone is able to identify with that. The four dancers are actually already present on stage when audience members start filing into the auditorium, patiently waiting to start the show. Karen Bester's innovative set consists of lots and lots of chairs, but all these chairs are utilized fully throughout, and it makes for a fascinating interaction between the dancers and the object. Benny Arendse designed the lighting, and it's a great fit. Sean designed a soundtrack that captures the attention, but it never overwhelms the dancing. I mean, particularly in the first number, it almost feels as if the soundtrack is matching your heartbeat. Then it becomes a bit erratic and you sort of almost think, oh, I can't breathe. The interesting aspect is that there are also periods when they don't have music or sound at all. And then they fill the space with chatter and laughter or even just silence when the sound of their bodies moving in the space becomes the soundtrack. I love the humor that surfaces throughout, in the choreography as well as in the interaction between the dancers, because it matches the sense of joy exuded by the dancers and then simultaneously inhaled by the audience. Look, Shaw and Grant each have a CV as long as my arm, so they are vastly experienced. And one has seen them dancing together on so many occasions. When they aren't dancing together, they're choreographing theatre productions or training dancers, or one is dancing and the other one is doing choreography. So as I said, they're vastly experienced and one can see it in what they deliver on stage. But actually all four of the dancers in this production come from or have been exposed to the jazz art stable. And the influence of the legendary John Lydon and Alfred Hinkle is evident throughout. In fact, the newcomer, Dustin Yannickies, one of the youngsters, comes from Okip in Namaqualand, where John and Alfred now head the Dance Garage Ensemble. Young Dustin has a wonderful fluidity, and he matches the more experienced Sean and Grant in every respect. So one sees a big future for him. Actually, the physicality of the dancing is key. Every single part of the body is used to convey meaning and emotion, and they appeal simultaneously to the intellect and to the instinctive. Sean is sprightly and elegant, and in fact, he appears never to touch the ground. You know, he's just, it's almost as if he's airborne all the time, defying gravity. While Grant is a lovely, towering presence of confidence and physical prowess, you know. And then there's the beautiful and talented young Gabriella, who charmed everyone with her performance. She has a really petite frame and a beautiful young face, but that her size, that she's so small, allows her to be lifted and thrown around comfortably, but the discipline of the dance is always particular and precise. You know, I think in everyone's life, there's a stage where you have a strong desire to express yourself in dance of some kind, and a human version of pranking. Now, Sean, Grant, Dustin, and Gabriella are the lucky ones to be able to do that every day. And the joy they experienced from that was clear last night in their broad smiles when they came to accept their very well-deserved and a prolonged standing ovation from the appreciative audience. Someone behind me muttered, "Oh, my life has changed." young girls that came to watch the dance, and I can understand why they said that. There are only two performances left. Please go and watch these beautiful dancers, and then go and watch the video of the Springbok pranking or pranking. Both these experiences will leave you with such an overwhelming feeling of glee. I mean, life is beautiful, even if you have to wait sometimes. So indulge in a bit of pranking.
And those two performances at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the final performance at 8:15 this evening at the Golden Arrow studio at the Baxter Theatre Centre in Rondebosch. You can go to Web Tickets to go buy your tickets. The production is titled Wach Waiting, and it truly is a joyful experience. Marina Khrebunov, thank you very much for your time this morning.